The existence of a stable family unit and home for youths is vital for the strengthening of their stability, and absence creates the possibilities of major long-lasting troubles for their early years and moving forward in their lives as well. Foster care is one of those important safety nets which rescues youths whose birth homes have fallen apart for whatever reason. Our first guest today joins us to explain this importance along with how well New Jersey responds to it. She is the Vice President with Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Mary Coogan. Thanks for being here today, Mary.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And you can learn more about the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey at acnj.org. The report is Keeping Kids in Families, Trends in U.S. Foster Care Placement. It was compiled by the Annie Casey Foundation. What's the purpose of this report? What is it looking to demonstrate and teach us?
So the Casey Foundation took data that every state reports regarding their foster care placements, and what they're showing in this data snapshot is that states are trending in the right direction in terms of reducing what we call congregate care or residential care, and that more children who have to enter foster care are actually being placed with families, whether it be relatives or an unrelated foster home, but a family.
Just for the listeners' edification, too, to define foster care, is it always someone outside the family? Is it a permanent long-term situation, or are the time limits set on it?
So there are time limits set on foster care, both in New Jersey by state law, but by federal law. So when we typically talk about foster care in New Jersey, we are talking about a relative placement, or what we call a kin placement. It could be an unrelated foster home, but this would be, again, whether it's relative or unrelated foster home, these people have been screened, they have background checks done on them, and they've also gotten substantial training to deal with the trauma that a child might be facing having been removed from their home, and just the issues surrounding foster care placements, contact with the birth family, having visits and trying to get the kids back with the family. It also could be what we call a therapeutic foster home in New Jersey, and these are foster parents who have more training, and the idea is to give additional supports to this family for a child who might have some emotional problems. And then we have some special medical homes. We call them SHIP homes, and these are limited to maybe just two children, and these are children that have additional medical needs. So there's a requirement that one of the foster parents not be out of the home more than 10 hours a week because of the intensive medical needs of the child.
Is there a point where a youth ages out of foster care possibilities?
Yes, and unfortunately we see too many of those youth. So at 18, when a youth turns 18, they can say to the division, thank you very much, but I want to go out on my own, because they are an adult. We currently allow them to keep their cases open to 21, and we should be encouraging youth to remain involved with the division. And these are kids who we have not been able to reunify them with their family, although they still might have some contact. But we have not been able to find them an adoptive home, and we have not been able to find them a home that's willing to become their legal guardian. But we do try to find supports. Maybe there are some relatives who can't become a foster parent, but they're willing to have the youth stay with them, or, you know, kind of go back and forth with the youth trying to make their way on their own with their own apartment, might go get a job, might decide to go to college, but you still try to maintain some family connection. The research says, though, that kids need families, and they need a long-term connection to family, and that at 18, typically kids are not really able to be totally independent. And so the whole push of the Casey Foundation and others, and including our Department of Children and Families, is to try to find families for these youth while they're still in foster care if we cannot successfully reunify them with their own family.
I would imagine, too, the sooner the better, because once you have that stability of a solid home and as close to a family unit as possible, that prevents the seed being planted for negative behaviors or negative ideas about oneself to develop.
Sure. That's absolutely true. And I think people have a better appreciation for the fact that even if a child has to be removed because of neglect or abuse, that's still a traumatic event. And so if you cannot find the right fit in terms of a relative home or another foster home, and the child has to be moved again, this creates another traumatic event. Plus, children are going to be angry because they're in foster care and they can't be back home. And so if we don't get a stable environment for them with a nurturing adult quickly, as you said, you're going to start to get acting out behaviors, which will cause some foster families then to say, well, I can't have this child living in my home anymore. And so the kids start to bounce. And that's not good for any youth. It disrupts their schooling, it disrupts their emotional well-being, and you tend to get behaviors that if you hadn't done this, you wouldn't be seeing.
So Mary Coogan, who is the Vice President with Advocates for Children of New Jersey, their website is acnj.org. We're talking about a study by the Annie Casey Foundation, Keeping Kids and Families, Trends in U.S. Foster Care Placement. We've linked directly to the report as well over to our website, issuesandideasradio.com, and you are listening, of course, to Issues and Ideas. So in this report, as I said to you before we got started here on the air, it's one of those rare times when New Jersey comes through as a shining example for a change, which is nice to see, especially in this situation. So talk about the stats that show how New Jersey is getting things done.
It's fabulous to see. So New Jersey, according to the Casey data snapshot, is one of 16 states that is placing over 93% of its children and youth in a family setting. We have about a third of children who are in foster care who are actually with relatives, and the remainder are with families who are trained foster parents. We call them resource parents in New Jersey. But more importantly, New Jersey is one of four states that has been able to put over 73% of their teenagers in a family-like setting. And so that, to me, is a critical factor and really shows the significant efforts that our caseworkers and our system at the Division of Child Protection and Permanency and the Department of Children and Families and our Children's System of Care, all the efforts that they have made to make sure kids have the right services and that we can place them with family. There is a federal law, the Family First Act, it's referred to, and that is really going to allow New Jersey and other states to draw down federal foster care dollars to put them towards prevention programs, mental health services, parenting programs, substance abuse treatment. So we're hoping that with that shift, we can actually put services in the home while the child is still with their own family so that we don't have to put them into foster care to begin with. We've made a lot of effort in New Jersey just to reduce overall foster care placements, which is a wonderful thing too. And part of that is a result of a federal lawsuit. But the flexibility of the federal dollars is going to allow us to do more to prevent placement from the get-go. But we are trending in the right direction in New Jersey. It's really fabulous to see.
To be fair as well, when you look at the report, pretty much every state is demonstrating how they see this as an important element to pay attention to, most of the states being in the 70 and 80 percentile. New Jersey, of course, is one of those states in the 90s. You do have a couple of states which, from this report, compares 2007 to 2017. A couple of states had a couple of ticks down, and for whatever reason, New York didn't report their 2017 stats, which would be curious to find out why. But I think the report overall, Mary, just again demonstrates how every state sees this as a priority.
Yes, and you're absolutely correct in that most of the states are trending in the right direction. And I think that's reflective of the research, which shows that kids do better with family, and that if you're going to put a child in some type of a residential program, you should only be doing it because the child has some type of a clinical need. And once we resolve whatever the clinical need is because of some behavioral or emotional problems or medical need, then we want to try to move the child back to a family-like setting. So I think that's something New Jersey has been working on for a long time. So it's good to see that progress. We do need to, I think, recruit more what we would call therapeutic foster homes so that children can be in that setting even if they have some clinical need and that they can remain there for their entire time in foster care. We don't want to see kids moving from foster home to foster home.
Well, that's just indicative of an element like this. There's always more that can and should be done. I think reports like this make that obvious and create a path to put the focus on where it still needs to be placed in New Jersey as well as with other states. We've linked over to the report from the Annie Casey Foundation for you to review and to learn more about the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. Their website is acnj.org. We've been talking with their Vice President, Mary Coogan. Mary, thanks so much for sharing the results of this survey. They talk about the importance of foster care, what kind of a valuable asset it is for families altogether. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate your interest.